We do have potentially a very big cluster from the KTV lounges. So today we will be announcing 56 local cases, of which 41 are from the KTV cluster, and testing and tracing is continuing for this cluster, and we do expect more numbers coming in the coming days. To explain the trajectory of this cluster, maybe let me hand over to DMS Professor Kenneth Mark first. Okay, Kenneth.
Yes. Thank you very much, Minister. As Mr. Ong has mentioned, we are seeing a large cluster of cases to be reported today. Out of the 56 cases that we are reporting today, 41 of these cases are related to the cluster that we had previously announced in relation to KTV outlets. The first case that we had reported, what we would then call the index case, first presented to us to a GP clinic, a SASH clinic on the 11th of July, presenting with respiratory symptoms, acute respiratory infection symptoms. She was then tested and found to be positive and immediately admitted into hospital with contact tracing and epidemiological investigations then commencing. We discovered that she had been a short-term visitor pass holder originating from Vietnam and had frequented many KTV outlets. And when we started doing contact tracing, including her close contacts, we discovered further other cases arising. Some of these cases lived with her in the same household. So it started out with four cases on the first day that we had detected, and subsequently eight cases the next day. Today's cases that we report, nine were detected already in quarantine, but of the rest, they were detected through surveillance. This also includes one case that has also recently come out in the media, a person who was a close contact of what eventually turned out to be a positive case, and who had then embarked on a cruise with this news that this individual was a close contact. Testing was performed by the shipping line on the ship itself, and this individual was then discovered to be also positive for the test. In other words, was also infected. Since then, the ship has returned, and we've since made arrangements for isolation. Contact tracing and further epidemiological investigations are ongoing. At yesterday's press conference, we did announce that we are inviting any individual who had frequented these KTV outlets, as well as had close contact with any of the cases, to step forward and be tested so as to ascertain their status. And Mr. Ong will provide further information on our efforts as well. Minister.
Yeah, thank you, Kenneth. So this is very troubling and disappointing. We knew about cases like that happening in Korea, in Hong Kong, nightlife, people coming very close together, some with hostesses, and leading to big clusters. So we have never allowed such activities for past more than 1 year. And so any outlets providing hostess services, dice games, and all this very close contact, we have never allowed it, knowing and learning from the experiences of places like Hong Kong and Korea. So for this to now happen has been troubling and disappointing. The police will take action. We expect a police news release to be released shortly after this doorstop, and they are taking this very seriously. On the lounges that have contravened the rules, and also on the hostesses who have also might have contravened the rules. So watch out for the police statement that will come out shortly. As for the patrons and the customers, our message to you is please come forward and get yourself tested. Some have, I believe 100 over have done so yesterday after we put out the message. So thank you for doing that. So come forward now to get tested is to protect you, protect your family and your loved ones, and to protect your community as well. So if you have visited any KTV lounges, interacted with any hostesses for the past 14 days, and that we count from 29th of June, please come forward to get tested, to get yourself protected, get your loved ones protected. How do you do that? You go to any of our screening centers and you can book an appointment. I tried that just now. You just key in to Google KTV testing. The right website will come up. Click on the right website. The centers are all listed there and you make an appointment. Okay. And then go there and get your testing done. The entire testing process is confidential and your privacy is protected. So get yourself tested. I know some will be wondering, what if I'm tested positive? And then will there be enforcement action taken against me? Yeah. Let me say this. The police will take actions against the KTV lounges and the hostesses. The breaching of safe distancing measures, that enforcement come under Ministry of Health. As of now, Ministry of Health, our key priority is to find out who has been infected. Yeah. And to, if you are positive, quickly isolate and quickly protect, quickly take actions to protect your family and protect the community. That is our top priority now. Okay. So please get yourself, please come forward and get yourself tested. If you are still somehow uncomfortable for whatever reason and really don't feel like doing it, at the very least, I can only urge you, if you have visited KTV lounges and interacted from hostesses since 29 June, at the very least, stay at home, tell your family about it, stay at home, make sure you have your own room, isolate yourself, get your family, buy you some ART kits, test yourself, and don't interact with anybody. And monitor your health for the next 14 days. And if during that coming days you don't feel well at all, quickly then go to a clinic, see the doctor, get yourself tested, and so that we can find out quickly if you have been infected. So this is critical. And so I hope you can respond to that. Yeah. But I think while this is disappointed, we also are not entirely surprised that clusters like this will pop up. Over the past weeks, we saw the Changi cluster and then Bukit Merah cluster and now KTV cluster. This is the nature of the Delta variant, a lot more transmissible. And so long as there are embers in the community, it is likely to then pop up and then infect many more people. So I think this is going to be a pattern that we need to manage. So the way we'll continue our efforts to trace, contact trace, to test, to quarantine as much as we can, but on everyone's part, please get yourself vaccinated. Yeah. Every person living here has now been offered. There is a slot that you can take up. Yeah. There's no queue. You don't have to wait. If you book now, you can get a slot tomorrow, day after tomorrow, in many of our centers. So everyone is able to get yourself vaccinated now. It's important to do so. And especially if you are a senior above 70 years old, all the more you must get yourself vaccinated. We still have 29% of our seniors above 70 years old unvaccinated. It's important for you to get vaccinated because you may think that, no, I don't go out, so I'm safe. But the Delta variant is not like that. The Delta variant will find you even though you stay at home. Yeah. And remember, most of our cases these days, infection is at home. I know many seniors will feel that, you know, my health is not so good. I have some underlying illnesses, and therefore, I don't want to take the risk of a vaccine. I can fully understand that. But think about it this way. Any vaccine, not just COVID-19 vaccine, any vaccine, there's always a little bit of risk, a bit of side effect. But most side effects are mild. So only very, very small, very rare cases, you can have a more adverse side effect, as in the case of all vaccines, including COVID-19. So it's a very rare chance you get a severe side effect. But if you don't get vaccinated with the Delta variant, there is a much higher likelihood that you can catch the virus and you can lead to quite severe illness. So weigh the chances. Yeah, I know it's not a perfect choice. Yeah, there's no 100% safe choice. But between the two, not getting vaccinated, expose yourself to a lot higher risk. So a lot of effort will be made in the coming weeks. We are sending out letters to all GPs and primary care providers and urging them. I think it went out today, signed by DMS. Go out to GPs to call your customers that are above 70 and urge them, if they have not been vaccinated, to come forward and get vaccinated. So we are asking the help of all our GPs and primary care providers. Our volunteers, our AIC personnel, many of our silver generation volunteers, they will be going out to the community. We are sending out mobile vaccination units and go out in a big way, doing the best we can to reach out to all our seniors above 70 to persuade you, please help us do your part, protect yourself, get yourself vaccinated. Let me try to say some of that in Chinese. 这个KTV的感染群啊，我看会有相当多人会患因为这个感染群而患上冠状病毒，所以很重要的就是，第一就是警方在这方面，如果这些 KTV 的这些 lounge，违反了法，他们会严厉的执法，这些。 KTV 的一些hostesses， 就是这些招待女郎，警方也会严厉的执法。至于顾客呢，这方面的执法机构是卫生部。卫生部现在主要呢，我们的重点在于希望你快点前来，接受测检，检测。 让我们知道你有没有患上这个病毒，这个是最重要的，因为保护你自己，保护你家人，保护社区，这是我们的优先。所以，如果你在6月29号或6月29号之后有去过 KTV 或者跟那边的招待人有过接触，请快点。 前来接受检测，怎么接受检测？到谷歌上面，我刚才试过了，你打下 KTV testing， 网站就会出来了，在网站里面有好多个 link， 你就可以上去，预约你的检测时间，检测的整个过程是机密的，你的隐私权也会受保护。当然，有些人如果还是 某某原因不想去检测的话，我劝大家最少最少做到这一点，就是自己自我隔离，在家里跟家人商量一下，找个房间自我隔离，不要跟家人，不要跟朋友一起接触，可以叫家人帮你买一些自己检测的这个 ART 测试仪器，自己看自己的情况哦，会不会。 如果万一身体不舒服的话，快点去看医生，医生会帮你检测，所以希望大家能做到至少这几点。这个冠状病毒这一次这样的一个感染群， 虽然是很不幸，我们也很失望，但是也不完全觉得很惊讶，因为这个新的 Delta 病毒啊，它的这个散播率是比较高的，所以在这里也要呼吁大家保护自己，保护，不要让 Delta 这个病毒侵略的话，快点去接种疫苗啊！因为不是说我不出门就没有事啊，这个 Delta 病毒呢，你不找它，它会找到你，所以还是尽快的去接种疫苗。有些老人家，特别是老人家，我们还有70岁以上的老人家呢，年长者呢，30%、29%还没有接种疫苗，你们需要去接种疫苗，因为患上冠病，你们得到严重疾病的可能性会比较高。不是说不出门就没有事，这个 Delta 病毒会上门来找你。哦，有些年长者也觉得我可能身体不大好，所以我不敢去接种疫苗，怕接种过后有什么事。坦白地说，就是其实每一种疫苗，不只是冠病疫苗，你接种每一个疫苗，打什么针都会有一反效果的可能啊，这都是有可能的，但是多数的反效果其实是轻微的啊。有没有100%没有风险的疫苗？坦白的说是没有，一定是没有，药物就是这样。但是如果你不接种疫苗的话啊，受到自己就变成会被冠状病毒染到，得到严重疾病，这个可能性反而就更加的高，所以要平衡这两个风险。我觉得没有100%，没有这种包吃的这种选择，但是两个风险之中选一个，应该快点去接种疫苗啊，保护一下自己。好，谢谢。接下来呢，我可以接你们的几个问题。I'll take some of your questions now.
Thank you, Minister. We will now begin with the Q&A. Members of the media, please remember to use the raise hand button if you would like to ask a question. Please ask one question at a time to allow more to participate in the Q&A. May we have the first question from Timothy from ST.
Thank you, Minister. DMS. I'd like to ask if we have more information on this index case, the short-term visit pass holder. When did she come into Singapore? How and when did she catch the virus? And will this in any way derail our planned opening for end of July with when we increase to 8 people? Thank you.
Okay, I missed out on that point. Thank you. The details of the cases, I think we wait for the police to release. For MOH, we don't have that. All the information, investigation in this case of the short-term passes and what rules they might have contravened, I think we leave it to the police. As for the planned opening, I think we're not thinking so far. Right now, the priority is to quickly trace the infected cases and isolate them. But we did think about the latest restriction, the removal of the restrictions that started on Friday or Monday, where we allow 5% to dine. We thought long and hard about it, and given that we just started this on Monday and that we now have a much higher level of vaccination rate, essentially more than 70% have taken one dose and more than 40% are fully vaccinated, or more than 40% have taken two doses, we are in a much more resilient position than before. So as for now, we will keep the rules that has come into effect since Monday, and so there will not be any reversal. But I do want to urge everybody, don't just because the rules allow you and we just go out and meet 5 people all the time. Given the cases, because of the KTV clusters, potentially quite a huge cluster, exercise restraint, exercise caution, meet people only when you have to, meet with your family, a few, the same old friends if you can, and try not to circulate too much in the community. We do have a fairly big cluster, I believe, brewing from the KTV lounges.
Thank you, Minister. May we have the next question from Zipeng from Zaobao?
Hi, good afternoon, Minister and DMS. Given the clandestine or rather illicit nature of this KTV cluster, some patrons might not go for the free testing willingly. So would MOH consider making testing mandatory for all patrons and visitors who have visited these KTVs and not just the staff? And also, what if the hostesses who are on social visit pass, they don't go for this testing for fear of persecution? How would we deal about this? Thank you.
Yeah, for the hostesses, it's not... for hostesses, through our contact tracing, yeah, I think we know who they are and they will be tested. In fact, they are being tested. Partly because MHA has a record of them. Yeah, because they apply for passes in order to come in earlier. As for customers, if we can make it mandatory, like how we have draw rings around certain estates and certain blocks and require testing of the whole block, and if we can do that, we definitely will, except we don't know who the patrons are. Yeah. So therefore, I think the best way is to urge the customers, if you have been to KTV lounges, interacted with any hostesses since 29 June, come forward and be tested. The process is confidential.
Thank you, Minister. May we have the next question from Isabel from CNA?
Hi, Minister and DMS. Thank you for the information. I'd just like to ask, is there going to be any proactive move to try and manage potential virus spread in other KTV lounges and other kind of nightlife of the same nature going forward?
Yeah, to stay at the outset, they've never been allowed. Yeah, we always knew, even for restaurant, we closed down, remember? So, and we open restaurant 2 to a table and then now 5 to a table because we know that this kind of close interaction, especially without mask, is very high risk. And imagine KTV allowing singing plus hostess services. That's out of the question. It has never been allowed. So whoever operated it that way is breaching the law. So the police will take very firm action. The details of their operations, I think some of it might be in their press release. The rest, I have to leave it to the police and to clarify.
We'll now move to the last two questions. May we have the next question from Kang Wei from Channel 8.
Yep. Thank you, Minister. Thank you, DMS. Allow me to ask my question in Mandarin. 所以部长，我们看到今天的那个新增病例算是自去年四月以来的新高了。所以，在接下来面对这个感染群方面，我们也知道很多那些病例要维持他们的隐私。当局接下来还有怎样的额外措施来追踪这些感染者？然后，当局会不会考虑公开这些确诊病例到过的地方来提高其他公众的意识呢？谢谢。
还没有到那个时期，现在最重要的就是到过这些 KTV lounge 的这些顾客，快点前来检测。如果说他们检测过后，发现他们是阳性，然后再发现有很多这些顾客阳性的时候有到过某些地方，那卫生部那时候才会进一步的向公众宣布。 他们去过什么地方，大家小心一点。我们还没有到那个时候，现在还是初期，希望他们快点前来检测。Thank
you, Minister. We'll have the last question from Janice from Today.
Good evening. This is Janice from Today. Minister, just would like to ask, you know, you urged patrons to come forward to get tested, right? Just wondering whether it's possible to find out who they are through trace together data, because I assume, you know, they have to do safe entry check-ins and you know, is it possible to make use of these check-ins and kind of find out who they are instead of waiting for them to come? Thank you very much.
We have tested 100 over of the customers, plus I think many of the staff, I think close to 100 of the staff already. And those all those numbers are based on the knowledge of who works there, as well as all the information we can get through Trace Together and Safe Entry. But I think we strongly suspect, and I think the police also strongly suspect, that the data we have using TT and using Safe Entry are not comprehensive, considering that this KTV lounges are operating illegally to start with, or allegedly illegally to start with. So I think what we do need is we need to go beyond that. So contact tracing interviews are now all ongoing, and we'll try to get as many contacts as possible and get themselves tested. Yeah, I can't emphasize enough that I think there's a limit here to how much we can use Safe Entry and TT. And so it requires the customers, if you have been, come forward and get tested. Go book an appointment in any of our screening center. The testing process is confidential.